Clip 14. The four-step method. Practical content can be taught with the four-step method. As trainer, you model the work process and review and correct the trainees as they imitate the procedure. I recommend using the actual tools or instruments to demonstrate. You can use this method with individual trainees or in a small group. The aim of the method is simply to practice a structured workflow. This can include, for example, manual work such as drilling, professional behavior, or software skills. This method is often used in manual professions such as automotive mechanic or carpenter, and industrial occupations such as industrial mechanic or others. This method has, as the name suggests, four steps. Step 1. Prepare and explain. First, speak with the trainees about their existing knowledge. Then add to this the content, scope, time required, and the outline of the individual work steps. Prepare the tools you'll need for the training and consider whether it makes sense to use any other instruments. Set the training goal together with the students and motivate them in a pleasant atmosphere. Step 2. Model and explain. The second stage involves modeling and explaining. As an instructor, demonstrate the individual steps one at a time. Explain why you are doing what you are doing. Ensure that the trainees can see the steps well and repeat individual steps if necessary. Step 3. Let trainees imitate and explain. Now it's the trainees' turn to imitate the process and to explain the workflow in their own words. Watch and listen to the trainees and correct and praise them. Occasionally jump in if necessary. Step 4. Delve deeper through practice. In the fourth step, you'll pass the task on to your trainees to practice on their own. I recommend you remain available, however, to answer questions, check results, or give feedback. Pitfalls. Make sure that the procedure is well-defined and easy to follow. The workflow must have already been established. This method can't be used for comprehensive cognitive learning goals, so it isn't suitable for complex commercial activities such as goods receiving. In this case, knowledge can't be modeled and imitated. This method does not stimulate the independence of the trainee. Anna has become familiar with many methods for training that she can use effectively. Now, however, she's worried that she hasn't even considered the online sector. What about all the new technological developments in the field of e-learning? How do I incorporate them into my training? You'll find out in the next clip.